I'm an indie science fiction author, author of the Robot Galaxy series. And today in this video, I'm going to tell you a little bit about how I use Facebook ads. And I'm going to do it in a way that if you want to, you can create a campaign along with me. I'm creating a brand new campaign that I do intend to hit the publish button on when we're all done. So if you're interested, have a few things handy. One, know where you want to send people. Like, are you sending them to your own store and your own website? Are you sending them directly to Amazon where they can buy your product? Where are you sending them? Have an idea of what the text is going to be for your ad. Have an idea of the artwork for your ad and your daily budget. And one note about artwork before you run off and hit pause and go grab some art. So when I started doing this, I read some books and took some courses. And one of the things that was recommended that resonated with me was to not use any text or your cover in the imagery. I thought that was interesting. I think the logic had something to do with text can give issues with Facebook's algorithm or something like that, even though I do see plenty of them. So I don't know, but I liked it. So I did use some stock photos for my original ads. And then, you know, use some other art for one of my newer campaigns. But today, the campaign I want to do is I do want to use my book cover. So that's what I'm going to do today. So it's up to you, you know, whatever you want to do. And also for the ads I have existing, I used a quote from my book was the text, the core text, where the campaign I'm going to create today, I want to use more like the book blurby text that someone would see. Now, a little bit about what you're seeing here. This is some of my old campaigns with my old results. So a little under a year ago, I had these two campaigns. And the only difference between the two of them is this one was targeting the UK. And this is my name. This was the name that I entered in for the campaign. So and this kind of helps me, this was also recommended by Kindlepreneur, one of those classes I took. But this does help me like kind of know, well, what was this campaign versus what was this one? Okay. So I know that the only difference was UK versus USA. And when I came back to them, you know, I realized at some point that, oh gosh, you know, the UK one is not doing as well. I was getting 25 cents per click versus 21 cents per click. So I stopped at both of them because I wanted to, but I was going to still wanted to just do the USA one, but I wanted to change out the artwork. So I created this new campaign not too long ago. And it's actually with the new artwork, the difference between this campaign and this campaign is only the artwork. And this is doing much better. The new one's doing much better. It's 17 cents per click, which means my campaign dollars are going further. So let's see what happens today. Now I'm here in the ads portion of the business section. I'm not creating an ad. Okay. I want to create a campaign. So instead I'm going to the ads manager. We were just looking at ads, but now I'm going to go to the ads manager. Okay. And here we are. And I'm going to create a campaign. Now, lots of types, and I don't know everything about the types. I just do a simple traffic campaign. Like, but Adina, you're selling a book. Why is it not a sales campaign? And I think the sales one is if you're going to your own site or selling something on Facebook or whatever. I'm sending people to Amazon to buy my book, so that's a traffic campaign. So traffic and continue. And this is going to be a manual traffic campaign, and you can follow along. Okay. And so today I'm creating one new campaign. And what I'm going to wind up with is three new ad sets, and each ad set's going to have one ad. So I'm going to start out by naming it. And I'm using the same naming convention. So USA, it's going to be for USA. And CFR is the name of my first book. And that was what that other campaign was. But this one's for the series. So I'm naming it Robot Galaxy Series. And I'm still going to be using similar targeting. So this is, I like to have a little bit of info of the targeting in here, tech and other, and then cover image. So, or I'm going to say image with cover and text and text. Okay. Cool. For this, nothing special. So A/B testing, So what we're eventually doing by having like a set of different ad sets and different ads, possibly, it's almost like we're manually doing our own A/B test. And I think I like that better. I've not played around with this. Okay. And I like this Advantage campaign budget. It kind of allows it to be kind of averaged out on the whole. So I'm going to do $4. Okay. So some days it might be a little bit more, and you do get notifications from Facebook every day as to how much has been spent. So some days will be a little bit more versus a little less, but it will average out. Next. Okay, now we're in the ad set. So I'm going to do this is USA. My first ad set is going to be, I'm going to call it, I'm going to use the same targeting information I had before, but you can do your own. USA, I'm going to do authors and people and Futurama. And I could copy an ad set from another campaign, but we're just going to do it from scratch today. You can also create templates, of course. Okay, I'm sending people to a website that will be my, Amazon, .com link. Yes, maximize number of li link clicks. That's what I want to do because I really want people to click. Okay, and I'm going to provide the creative elements. Okay, when to start? I'm going to start soon. I'm not setting an end date. Okay, so audience. Okay, I don't. You can save your audience for another time, but let's assume we're just creating new. Okay, so location, age range. I am gonna edit my age range down because I've studied my data a little bit, and I think that's good for me. Now, when I modified my audience, you know that here you're getting some information about kind of who could possibly or how many people could possibly see your thing. A good number to target your estimated audience size in the 20 to 30 million range. I started out trying to target smaller and my ads weren't getting shown. It was really weird. It wasn't until I kind of changed up my audience, so I was getting a little bit more, that it worked. Okay, all genders. And then here's where the demographics, interests, and behaviors, this is where it gets kind of interesting. Okay, so this is where I'm actually copying and pasting from some stuff that I have. And see if it just copies and pastes well. Yeah, so all these different things. Okay, I was able to paste it as a list. So I'm targeting all kinds of interesting things for people who like, all this kind of stuff. Okay. And again, you see that my audience went down. And I think I'm going to leave it. I think I'm also going to add Scalzi because John Scalzi is my favorite author. And so if you like John Scalzi, maybe you'll like my book or be likely to click on my link. Okay. And placements, I leave that. Next. Okay. Add with series cover images is what I'm going to call it. Okay. Do, 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 do. I have no brand account. I have no brand and content. This is just me. I'm going to upload everything. Okay. Select images. And of course, you see that I've got things that I've uploaded before, but I'm going to upload something new. Okay. So primary text. And this is what I'm going to do. I'm copying and pasting my blurb. And actually, from that, I'm going to take that part, and that will be my headline. Oh, you can do an ad preview, which I do want to do. The website URL is where we're going to send people. And I am going to, I like that, the Kindle KU paperback. Yeah. And actually, and this is where you can kind of see what it's going to look like. I don't know if I like that there. So I think I'm going to, I don't think I'm going to use a headline like that. I think I'm going to copy that back, add that back here, and put this here. Okay. And you can see how your ad comes out. My call to action. Is let's say download. We'll see. Shop now. There we go, because I'm going to Amazon. Okay. And I don't do the tracking yet because I'm sending everybody to Amazon. There's really, I don't feel like there's much I can do. Okay, I'm going to publish that one. And so now here's where some of the manual A/B targeting comes in. Okay, so I'm going to take this ad set. I am going to duplicate it. Okay, so I'm going to keep it in the original campaign. I actually want two copies of it. Okay, so this first one, this first copy, instead of that, I'm going to have technology and robots. Yeah, save that. There we go. And the only difference is these interests. I'm going to edit these interests out. And I guess I have to do this a little bit manually. There's no easy way to do this, apparently. Sorry about that, people. Hopefully, if you're one of the people who find yourself liking these things, in addition to following this video, maybe you'll go also check out my book. Okay, well, I don't want to necessarily waste people's time with this, but the idea is once these are published, you'll have back in your campaign, you'll see them. And what to do from here, check in a day or two to make sure that they're getting impressions, to make sure that they're being shown to people. Like I think I mentioned is when I first started doing this, I was getting no impressions and it took a couple of days to kind of like sort out, well, how do I change my audience to get in the right size? And then magic happened and all of a sudden they're getting shown. Then after that, personally, I don't look at them for a while, for like more than a week. I mean, I look at it for a week just to see is what's happening, but then it's really every 2 weeks to every month is when I'm looking and I'm actually saying, okay, what's my budget like? Is this working? Is this not? And so for this ad in particular, I set a daily budget of $4. I'm just going to let it go for a month and see what happens, prepared to shut it off or not. I'm just going to see what kind of traffic we're getting. And I want to compare it to my other one that has the images, you know, the no text images, and we'll see what happens. So I hope this was useful to everybody. Happy to field questions. There is so much information out there, you know, on all this. So good luck. Thanks.